Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Talking about Joe Biden. Obviously, Joe Robinette Biden, aged 81, he's seeking re-election as president of the United States, and he's facing his predecessor, Donald John Trump. And there was that second head-to-head debate, which Trump won decisively. Now, I don't think Trump won it. I mean, in my opinion, they're both bad, but Trump is even worse. Trump was hyper-aggressive, was rude, was incoherent, was dishonest, interrupting, and but Biden had some moments when he wasn't lucid, when he appeared stunned and confused. But Biden's policies are logical. Most of them are much more attractive, more workable. The total unviability of most of Trump's policies is patent to any intelligent or decent person. But yeah, there were definitely stumbles from Biden. So it's astonishing that some people think that passes for toughness, Trump's egomania, his cruelty, his uncouthness, his complete lack of courtesy, of common decency, grace, and decorum. But yeah, it was cringe making for Biden. Obviously, plenty of Democrats are embarrassed about this. There's been this constant refrain from the Republicans that Biden is senile. And I mean, obviously, I'm a doctor, and I'm not a doctor, sorry, I can't examine him. I don't think he's senile in layman's terms, but approaching it, as many people at age 81 are. About 40 years ago, he had a brain tumor. I don't know what the long-term effects of that are. Obviously, he survived it. Now, I think Trump is even more senile, has been for some time, pre-Alzheimer's. For several years, the symptoms there have been blatant, and many mental health professionals have assessed Trump from a distance. You don't need to meet the patient in person when there are thousands of hours of published footage of Trump's behavior, and you can see how erratic his behavior with the sort of cyberbullying and the tweets in the middle of the night and the stuff like that. Oh, the tours I'm going, I am still doing them. If you want to email me, gcallahan at gmail.com, and that's GCALLAGHATNNN at gmail.com for my guided tours in Southeast England. Right. So what else about that? Now the obviously Trump is cock-a-hoop, the Trumpists are triumphant, but one swallow does not a summer make. Yes, he had a poor performance, Biden. I mean, even though I think he won it, it's not as good as his last one, and I'm worried. But somewhat a win-win situation. Yes, Trump is horrific, but if he wins, there is an upside. He will do something for children's rights. He will do something for the right to life, not for the right reason, doesn't believe in it, but for entirely cynical reasons. If a vacancy arises in the Supreme Court, he'll fill it with someone who recognizes the United States Constitution as it really is, will interpret properly, and do something to uphold a child's inherent right to life. But on just about everything else, Trump is going to be worse. So Biden on climate change, on the Ukraine war, on constitutionality, the peaceful transfer of power, on sensible economic policies, on all those other things, the environment, renewable energy, Biden's the one to go for. Trump, his instinct is to kowtow to the cruelest tyrants in the world, because obviously Trump fantasizes he can turn himself into something like Kim Jong-un. I think there's been an overreaction to this. Yes, it's worrying for the Democrats. I think Biden still has the edge. I think he's still given a 55% chance of winning, but that could go down if this continues, if there's not arrested. And Biden was pulling ahead in a few polls. He's fallen back decisively, not by much, but crucially, it's in the swing states. Remember, it's about six swing states are going to be the ones which determine the outcome of this election on the first Tuesday of November. But here we are. It's the end of June, and how long do we have? July, August, September, October. You can forget November. It's about 3 days in, about 4 months out. And something could happen, a disaster, either one who could drop dead, could be incapacitated by a health event, whatever. But some Democrats are thinking that Biden has to pull out. I don't think he should. Remember, Obama had a fairly poor performance against, oh my God, Mitt Romney, yeah, the first time, and still went on. No, that was his second, his re-election. Still went on to win 6 weeks later. But admittedly, Biden, sorry. Obama was incumbent then and already had a comfortable lead. The lead was narrower towards the end, but still won by, I think it was 4 percentage points, won by 7 percentage points the first time, if I remember correctly. But yeah, if the Democrats are going to change, I suppose they better do so fast. There's the old Dutch farmer's saying, quoted by Abraham Lincoln, not to change horses midstream, but they might have to. If Biden's declension continues at this rate, then I would agree you've got to arrest that decline by getting rid of it. And apparently, there is no procedure whereby they can do that. The Democratic convention is coming up, about 4,000 delegates, something like 3,900 pledged to Biden. He'll accept that nomination to rapturous applause. It's a foregone conclusion. But perhaps his wife will have to tell him to step down. But his wife has been his fiercest defender. But surely, even she, in her heart of hearts, and you can see her facial reaction, she knows that her husband grossly underperformed. So Dr. Jill might have to tell him it's time to bow out. It begs the question: who should take over? Now, the blatant candidate would be the Vice President Kamala Harris, who's a horrid woman, but and her approval ratings are appalling, even lower than Biden's. So I would say don't go for the obvious choice in this case. People are mentioning Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and he's just the right age. He's 56, been a successful governor of the most populous state for several years now. Remember Bill Maher years ago saying to go for it. And I'm sorry to bring aesthetics into it, but yeah, I mean, most of communication is visual. People are very superficial. I'm not, but most other people do judge a book by its cover. Even the very fact that he's tall, they show that the taller candidate wins 9 times out of 10. And he is very tall. I mean, there's Trump lying about as height as he does about everything else, saying 6 foot 3, he's 6 foot 1. And all right, people do shrink a little bit as they get older. So Gavin Newsom is much taller than him. Another thing about Gavin Newsom is he's dumb, and he'll be seen as too liberal. And just like Biden, it's absolutely nauseating that someone who goes around calling himself a Catholic will vote for abortion. So he's hypocritical. But probably, most of the USA is like that. But probably be a winner. There are a few names. Is it Hakeem Jeffries? People have talked about. So other people who are in the House of Representatives or the United States Senate. But if they are going to make this changeover, they need to be quite soon. Don't make it to the last minute. People made up their mind, even those who have committed to Biden, then aghast, he's not there, not going to vote at all. But the Republicans might be worried, because what if Biden is replaced by a more credible candidate, someone who's popular, who's a more effective communicator, someone who's still quite experienced, like Gavin Newsom, and then they can't use age against him? And do you want to vote for someone who's the picture of health, or do you want to vote someone in a state of decrepitude like Donald Trump? And then the whole health argument will very much work against them. But a lot of people are irrational, voting for Trump over Hillary. All these lies about Trump would be the healthiest president ever. What a blatant lie. Who could be imbecilic enough to have believed that? Trump, when he was what, when he went for the first time, how old is he? 72. What? Healthier than JFK, who was 42. Healthier than Barack Obama, who had not an inch of fat in him, not an ounce of fat in him, played basketball every day. Healthier than George W. Bush, who was in the top 1% of health for men his age, who jogged and cycled every day. Absolutely preposterous. He's morbidly obese, Trump, and eats nothing but junk food. Right. Anyway, so what do you think? Should the Democrats drop Biden? Make sure you subscribe to my channel on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.